exception of celebrities, because we don't want to count them, because a lot of times a celebrity come out with a book, people buy it because it's a celebrity. I'm talking about us regular peeps, right? So the first thing that separates the top 1%, it's like 80% of authors don't even make a full-time income. They make less than $10,000 a year. So what separates those individuals from individuals who are making money is they write a book that people are searching for. You don't need to sell the book, right? Because the book, the title, the promise that the book makes, people are like, "Woo, I want it." Most authors create these titles that don't nobody know what that's about. Imagine you got a book called The Overcoming. Overcoming what? Right? Yeah. We don't know what you're talking about. Versus a book that says how to come back when your best friend betrayed you. I promise you, if I go on Facebook right now and say, how many of y'all ever been betrayed by a best friend? Everybody, me, right? So that means if somebody sees that title, they're going to say, "Woo, this is good. I need to read it," because it tells you on the title what the promise or what it is that you're helping that person with. So that's the first thing. Like the titles of these books, guys, they've got to be specific. I know, you know, and I always say our culture, we are just so creative and we just love to have those deep things. You know, I say sometimes y'all titles be so deep that you got people drowning. They don't even know what's going on, right? So you got to make sure that you title your book right. Number two, Amazon is not marketing. Post on Instagram is not marketing. We think that, you know what? They've always told me, whoever they is, you know, they always told me that I need to be an Amazon top seller. That is one of the biggest, time for me to get in that. Y'all, just because everybody doing it, does that make it right? You know, when they say, if everybody jump off the bridge, you gonna jump off too? No. Do you know how many Amazon top sellers I know who are broke? And I'm not gonna get into this conversation right now. I talk about it all the time on my social media, but y'all, Amazon is not in it for the seller. They're in it for the consumer. Amazon did not become one of the biggest companies in the entire world because they're paying their sellers, businesses, the most money. In fact, I have one of my students, she's here right now. Don't tell her, I tell you. So she don't listen. So I told her stop selling her book on Amazon. She didn't. She sold over 100 and something copies of her book on Amazon. She was all excited because they sent her a royalty check for $500. When we calculated, if she would have sold that book on her own website, she would have made over $2,700. On top of that, not only would she have made $2,700, she also would have had over 100 new leads of people that she could potentially do business with. On average, most of the people that buy your book, if you follow up with them properly, about 10% of them will spend for a higher ticket price. It's really higher than that, but 10% is lowballing. So out of 100, 10% is 10 people. She's got a program where she teaches individuals how to get into math and technology. Let's just say her program is $500. Okay. 500 times 10. How much is that? That's $5,000. So instead of her walking away with a little check of $500, she could have made over $5,000 plus $2,700, over $7,700. What are we talking about here? So I'm saying to say that just because people are telling y'all that this is the thing, we got to start making sense, y'all. We've got to start thinking for ourselves. Let's stop doing what everybody's doing because everybody's doing it. The top 1%, pay attention to the top 1% coaches and speakers out there. They are not pushing you to Amazon to buy their book. Are their books on there? Probably, but they're pushing you to a website because they're building a database. They're building a contact list. They want you to buy directly from them, right? And also they're spending the money into marketing. So I guess that could be like a two-part, not just selling on Amazon, selling on your own website, but then marketing. A lot of us think if I post this enough time on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, I'll get more sales. Y'all, I don't know what the number is. It's 35, 40,000 followers. I put a post up yesterday. Do you know Instagram had the audacity to only share it to 100 of my 35,000 followers? 100. These are people. Now, I ain't forced none of these people to follow me. They all said, "Ooh, follow." That means they wanted to see my content. Yes. But Instagram says, "No, we don't care that they said they want to follow you. we're still only going to limit it. We're going to share it to 100 people and then see if they like it or comment. And then we might share it to another 100 people and see if they comment. And then that's how Instagram's algorithm works. So we think that marketing is social media. That is not marketing. Marketing is rolling up your sleeves and knocking on these virtual doors, rolling up your sleeves and making sure that you're vending at events and you're speaking on stages and you're pitching yourself to speak on stages. Guys, if we want to be in the 1%, we've got to stop sitting on our bootay and praying that the opportunity comes. No, we have to go get the opportunity. It says faith without works. The work is you getting up and going after what you deserve. I never waited for someone to tell me that I was great enough to be on a stage. I never waited for someone to ask me, could they buy my book? Every day I was in somebody's inbox, like, hey, you want to get a copy of my book? And then every day I was on, inviting people to a workshop that I was doing, whether it was at a library, whether it was at a workspace or something like that. I was out here on the grind. That is how you get to that top 1%.
Wow.